Hi, I'm Connor.
Hi, I'm Sal.
Hi, I'm Logan. And today on the topic, we will be talking about how African Americans were impacted after the Civil War and how the jobs were created. The hard times of the Civil War for the ex-slaves and getting jobs is a true topic that has historically changed the country. We will first start off with the Black Migration.
Yay!
The Great Migration involves 6 million slaves moving and looking for jobs. The Emancipation Proclamation of 1863 freed African Americans in rebel states, and after the Civil War, the 13th Amendment emancipated all U.S. slaves wherever they were as a result.
As a result, the massive Southern blacks now face a difficulty Northern blacks had confronted, that of free people surrounded by many hostile whites. One freedman, Houston Hartsfield Holloway, wrote, "For we colored people did not know how to be free, and the white people did not know how to have a free colored person about them."
Even after the Emancipation Proclamation, 2 more years of war, service by African American troops, and the defeat of the Confederacy, the nation was still unprepared to deal with the question of full citizenship for its newly freed black population. The Reconstruction of implemented by Congress, which lasted from 1866 to 1877, was aimed at reorganizing the Southern states after the Civil War.
What is Coca-Cola? Is it an excuse to get together? Since 1886, Coca-Cola has been passing on smiles from generation to generation. We've been giving kids scholarships, like the early birds and the all-nighters. And you get to enjoy what matters most. Coca-Cola. Drink up.
Providing the means for readmitting them into the Union and defining the means by which whites and blacks could live together in a non-slave society. The South, however, saw Reconstruction as humiliating, even vengeful in position, and did not welcome it at all.
During the years after the war, black and white teachers from the North and South, missionary organizations, churches, and schools worked tirelessly to give the emancipated population the opportunity to learn. Former slaves of every age took advantage of the opportunity to become literate. Grandfathers and their grandchildren sat together in classrooms seeking to obtain the tools of freedom.
Now on to the topic of sharecropping. Many freed slaves remained on their plantations and worked as sharecroppers. In this arrangement, landowners or former plantation owners also had no money to hire workers. So what they would do is allow a freed slave to work the land and give a portion of the harvest to the landowner. The portion was usually quite high, and it was difficult for the freeman to save enough to sell on his own. In theory, a sharecropper could save enough money to buy some mules and eventually rent the land, but this was rare.
Now on the topic, we will be talking about Reconstruction. The Union victory in the Civil War in 1865 may have given some 4 million slaves their freedom, but the process of rebuilding the South during the Reconstruction period through 1865 and 1877 introduced a new set of significant challenges. Even though this time was hard for many slaves, it was a hard time finding pay, housing, and more jobs. Under the administration of President Andrew Johnson in 1865 and 1866, the new Southern state legislatures passed restrictive black codes to control the labor and behavior of former slaves and other African Americans. Outrage in the North over these codes eroded support for the approach known as the Presidential Reconstruction, and led to the triumph of the more radical wing of the Republican Party. During Radical Reconstruction, which began in 1867, newly enfranchised blacks gained a voice in government for the first time in American history, winning election to southern state legislatures and even to the U.S. Congress. In less than a decade, however, reactionary forces, including the Ku Klux Klan, would reverse the changes wrought by radical Reconstruction in a violent backlash that restored white supremacy in the South.
At the outset of the Civil War, to dismay of the more radical abolitionists in the North, President Abraham Lincoln did not make abolition of slavery a goal of the Union war effort. To do so, he feared, would drive the border slave states still loyal to the Union into the Confederacy and anger more conservative Northerners. By the summer of 1862, however, the slaves themselves had pushed the issue, heading by the thousands to the Union lines as Lincoln's troops marched through the South. Their actions debunked one of the strongest myths underlying Southern devotion to the peculiar institution, that many slaves were truly content in bondage, and convinced Lincoln that the emancipation had become a political and military necessity. In response to Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, which freed more than 3 million slaves in the Confederate States by January 1, 1863, the blacks enlisted in the Union Army in large numbers, reaching some 180,000 by war's end.
At the end of May 1865, President Andrew Johnson announced his plans for Reconstruction, which reflected both his staunch unionism and his firm belief in states' rights. In Johnson's view, the Southern states had never given up their right to govern themselves, and the federal government had no right to determine voting requirements or other questions at the state level. Under Johnson's presidential Reconstruction, all land that had been confiscated by the Union Army and distributed to the freed slaves by the Army of the Freedmen's Bureau reverted to its pre-war owners. Apart from being required to uphold the abolition of slavery in compliance with the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, swear loyalty to the Union, and pay off war debt, Southern state governments were given free rein to rebuild themselves.
No matter where they are, the restless imagine being somewhere else. And when they get there, they do things most people can only imagine. That's why we made the all-new Jeep Cherokee with its exclusive Select Terrain system for class-leading capability for wherever you find yourself.
Towards the end of the American Civil War in 1865, an event that is generally regarded as marking the end of the Civil War, Confederate General Edmund Kirby Smith, commander of Confederate forces west of the Mississippi, signs the surrender terms offered by Union negotiators. Will Smith's surrender the last Confederate army cease to exist, bringing a formal end to the bloodiest 4 years in the U.S. history? The American Civil War began on April 12, 1861, when Confederate shore batteries under General Pierre G.T. opened fire on the Union-held Fort Sumter.
Drinking water is essential to your health. That's why you need to drink plenty of water to keep you hydrated throughout the day. Unlike power drinks or soft drinks, water is truly the only drink that can quench your thirst. It's an easy, refreshing way to keep your body healthy and strong. Freshen up today with a brisk, cool bottle of water.
This has been Connor.
It's been Sal.
This has been Logan.
And thank you for listening to our podcast about the Civil War and the events that happened during and after, the times of slaves and the life for them during and after. And I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And
I hope you learned something from this podcast. And yeah.
There are key points in the podcast that people can take away to very understand the moments of hard times for the slaves. Thank you for listening.